Blog Talk Radio.
It's Catherine. We're here for another healing session. And the panel's filling up and the chat room's filling up. It's great to see everybody. How lovely. And all these regulars coming back. There we go. So welcome, everyone. We're here for another healing show. This is Catherine May. Most of you know me, but for those who are new, this silly keeps going back on when I try to scroll. Hang on a minute. I thought I knew how to work this panel. Okay, there we go. There are a lot of people on the call-in board. So I'm trying to get my panel to scroll, and sometimes it refuses to do that. I don't understand why. But I can see there are quite a few folks here. And one of them is Janet Ariel. There we go. I got it to work now. Janet is here to work as my co-host tonight. So I'm going to open your line, Janet. Actually, I'll give a little intro first. Janet is in Houston, and she's the person who planned the Houston tour. Last week, I went to Houston, and we did healing groups and workshops and an evening in the theater called Catherine, God, and Guests. When I tell people all the stories about what it's like to be channeling God and other masters. And we had a wonderful time, and people were so responsive and so beautiful. It was just thrilling to see people changing before our eyes, and they were saying the same thing. It was just wonderful. So we're working out our schedule for the upcoming healing groups, and Janet is working like a beaver to get everything in place. She also asked me to, I'll let you talk in a minute, Janet, but she asked me to ask people, when you write in to the Healing for Ascension Tour at gmail.com, to give her your phone number, too. She really likes to talk to people in person. Email is just not as good, and Janet's great at returning phone calls, so she's been working just all kinds of hours in addition to a job. And she just did a fabulous job gathering people together. It was, of course, our first meeting. So for our first meeting, it was just a bang-up success. And it taught us a lot about how we can proceed and what the effect is of the things we're doing and how to arrange it and how to do the timing and so on, what kind of venues will need. So I'm going to open your line, Janet, and you can come talk to the people too. Hi. Are you there?
Hi. Hi. Greetings, beloved masters. How be you? I just want to say I'm honored to be here, and to for everybody out there, I just send you all my unconditional love. We had a wonderful time in Houston. We did a couple of days visual centering workshops, and that is a life-changing event. All the people that were there, you get to know on a really personal level. You cry together, you share together, you laugh together, and you just fall in love with each other. It is amazing. And then we had the evening at the little theater that Catherine said, and she just spoke for a long time about her life and just some interesting stories. And then she channeled. In the future, I think she will channel, and then we will open up the floor for guests to ask questions. And then we had the healing sessions. And the people that came were so ready to be healed. They were so open. The angels, we were sending energy around the room, and I'm surprised the La Quinta Inn did not lift off the ground and float away. There was so much energy there. The people were just in shock that there was so much energy before they even walked up to get healed. And people were crying, and as Catherine said, some people just almost fainted at the energy when Catherine touched them. You know, and then they would walk around and hug everybody, and we would all cry together. I mean, it was just an amazing event. This whole lineup of events are life-changing, and we're planning a wonderful tour. And I wanted to just say a couple of more things about that. If you're somebody that wants to volunteer to help, give me your phone number, but if you could, in the subject line, put your city or and state, that would really help me sort out these different people, because I get hundreds of emails. And in the past, we tell you to go to Eventbrite to look for events coming up. I want to totally change that. If everyone, everywhere, will go to Catherine's site, whoneedslight.org, and just keep an eye on the cities that you want to go to. As soon as we get the venues lined up in each city, we will have an Eventbrite widget put right there on Catherine's site that will tell you exactly where to go for your tickets. You can't write to me and get tickets. This is the way you're going to have to do it, is keep an eye on Catherine's website. That will tell you everything you need to know. And just a couple of more things. When we do have these events lined up in these cities, the visual centering workshops fill up extremely fast. If that's something you're interested in, you should let me know, because before we even get the advertising out, people are already starting to line up for these events, and they're going to fill up really quick. Also, Catherine's private sessions. Those are our sessions she does with people, and they're just amazing sessions. And she has a limited number of those she can do in each city. So if you're interested in that, please also send me an email so I can put you in the list of people that want to have that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're doing those
one
events.
One thing I want to... What?
Yeah, and we're doing those events as a sort of private sign-up before everything gets publicized.
Right.
So that's why they contact
fast.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to tell y'all one day when on, I say y'all because I'm from Texas, one day during the workshop, I live right here at the beach, so we took a walk with everyone down at a private beach, and it was so amazing. All the elements were there, and Catherine jogged. She must have jogged a mile. I mean, I cannot believe the energy of this woman. She never stops. She never sleeps, and she's out there jogging on top of it. Well, she had taken her shoes off to jog, and while she was jogging and we were walking, the water came in and took her shoes away, and I thought, you know, it took a long time to get you to Texas, Catherine, and the porpoise is out there and us, we just don't want you to go. So your shoes got taken. So she had to hobble back through the swampy grass. But anyway, that was just a fun experience. And I hope you all will come to the events. They're life-changing. Every light worker out there needs to get a map and come to the one closest to them, because we need our energy together. And I just have one more thing to say. We're mm-hmm. going to have a special healer on the call tonight, and that is Master Hilarion. He wants to be there.
Oh, good. Oh, I just got a chill.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. He's going to be here. He is here.
He is here.
And, oh, that's delightful. So Hilarion is Janet's special, well, twin flame. So he'll be helping us out from now on. Oh, that's great. Hilarion, yes. People are saying on the chat room that they're having trouble staying logged in. That's annoying and a bummer, but keep trying, folks. There are those there who are giving you telling you how to do it, log in a special way or press some button and it'll help. So thanks for helping each other that way. So now I'm going to make a little announcement. I was just talking with Saint Germain before I got on the call, and he alerted me by playing the beginning music. I heard the music playing in my head. I went, okay, something you want to tell me? He said yes. I don't know how to exactly. I want to get this right. The banks in Iraq are giving the new rate, the new RVD rate, the higher currency valuation. It is done. So I don't know how long before our banks will be doing that, but I think it's going to be very soon, because they've done it very quietly, apparently. It hasn't made the front page of the papers yet, but the banks have made the announcements. And they're, you know, people who are in the know, the same way it happened here, people who are in the know are getting in line, and they're getting their exchanges first, but it's being done. The revaluation of the Iraqi currency is done. And if everybody doesn't feel better right now, I'd be surprised. So we're going to hear tomorrow or the next day where to go, how to exchange your currency, how to go about it. But Saint Germain came to me tonight, and he said, set your Thanksgiving table and be ready to go. So that means I'm going to be traveling for the next 3 weeks. I'll be home for Thanksgiving, and after that, it's a go. We're going to be traveling all across the country, doing the healing groups, having a ball, and it is going to be wonderful. Oh, yes. The RV rate is done, and let's rock and roll, says Teresa. Yes, indeed. I don't know about the dong. I'll have to ask about that. I imagine that, right, and Doug is, I'll finish my sentence in a minute. Greg is saying last night he also reminded us, don't cash it all in at once. If you wait for Nasara, there will be no tax issues. So, you know, those of who have to cash in a little bit in order to pay your rent, you know, go ahead and do that. But the rest, you know, wait until the Nasara comes in. It's pretty exciting. It is very exciting, in fact. Who is Nasara? Nasara is the system of laws that has been already designed and written and will be implemented soon. It started with some farm laws that were reworked, and then it spread to returning to the U.S. Constitution in a glorious way. Part of the Nasara laws will be the abolishment of the IRS and the Federal Reserve Bank. They are connected, of course. The IRS is the collection agency for the Federal Reserve Bank, which is privately owned and which is the octopus that has been swallowing all our... Oh, thank you, Greg. National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act. Yes, I meant to say that. It's a wonderful-sounding act, isn't it? National Economic Stabilization and Recovery. And we will be stabilized as soon as the IRS and the Federal Reserve are eliminated. And they are going to be required to pay back the money that has been sucked out of our system systematically over a couple of hundred years now. There was an email or an article on the internet saying that 7 out of 13 of the richest people in the world belong to 2 families, and the others are just a few families as well. So it's going to change. There will be a great leveling, and as soon as we do away with the IRS and the Federal Reserve Bank, it's going to be easy to have enough money. Greg just put up, I've never seen these little icons. There's a guy with a red face growling at the IRS. That's really cute. I don't have those on my panel. I can't send those cute icons. Anyway, it is such good news. It's hardly, you know, we've been waiting a long time for this, but it's we've been excited for so long that it's almost hard to process that it could actually be done. Actually be done. But it is. So he's saying there, how soon will the Nasara come? We don't know that. Don't know. Oh, and the New Jerusalem. Oh, yes. Thank you, Mike. The New Jerusalem has moved again. They're saying it is now back in front of Venus, only closer. So they're moving it around. Ashtar said they were recalibrating. I don't know what that means. Okay, let's... I keep interrupting myself here, but they're saying important things on the chat room. Thank you, Greg. She just got kicked off and went to Windows Media Player, and it's working fine. So somehow, if you come through Windows Media Player, you don't get kicked off. I don't know how that works, but... most of you can figure that out. Okay. Let's see. We don't know when Nasara is going to be enacted. And what hemisphere is the ship? It's in the northern hemisphere. Now. So we see it just about around as the sun goes down. In the southwestern sky, thank you. It's, to me, it looks like kind of just southwest, maybe west-southwest. Yeah, west-southwest. And it is close to the horizon, and it's bright, a bright light that doesn't look anything like a planet. It looks like a big flashing spaceship. And I couldn't see it tonight. I was out there before the show trying to see it, but it was too cloudy. So apparently it moved from in front of Venus a couple of days ago to the 180 degrees across the sky and then back again. And who knows what they're going to do next, but, oh, National Economic Security and Reformation Act. Huh, we've got two names for it. Well, I like them both. It looks like a headlight in the sky. That's exactly right. It looks like a great big spotlight shining right at us. It doesn't look anything like a planet. So I don't know what NASA is doing about this, but they must be they must be pacing the floor, because it is now so obvious to everybody that not only are there ships up there, but they're great big ones and they're moving around. So it's good news all around. That means they're getting ready to get closer and closer. And we're going to see some big action soon. It's so exciting. NASA's like raising their hands in the air. What are we going to do? Well, we're not going to have night vision binoculars soon. They're just going to land. And you can see it every night up there. It's real easy to pick out if you have a clear view across the horizon. Okay, folks, it is happening. And now, part of the happiness, we're zoning in on here is healing. So along with the relief of not having to worry about economic things and the fulfillment of being able to share with others and make life easy for everyone around you, oh, is that going to be fun? That's the best part. You know, we're all used to kind of managing. And anybody who used to be upper middle class and is now barely hanging on to the middle class because everything is getting, you know, harder, it's going to be easier for all of us. And I think this time of difficulty and this struggle has been a real learning experience for everyone. A lot of people had to learn to make do on much less. A lot of people had to learn that, you know, this is how other people feel. When things go badly, I know many people in my family, several people who were on top of the world, and things just came right out from under them, and boy, are they feeling it. So everyone's learned that people who struggle are not, you know, it's not because they're lazy. It's not because they don't want to do well. It's because things have been hard. And a lot of us, light workers, really kind of didn't have the stomach for working long hours at something that was destructive. So I know a lot of you have been changing jobs, trying to look for something that wasn't either destroying the environment or taking advantage of people. It's hard to find a job like that. So I know a number of people who took much smaller wages because they didn't want to work for a corporation. So here we go. We're getting a payoff. It'll be okay. And when we do, it is going to be good times, not just for us, but everybody we know. So let's continue. I have a wonderful photo of the New Jerusalem. I'm just being reminded that Peg Thompson from Colorado sent me. She got a telescope and a tripod and set it up, and she took a wonderful picture. So I gave it to Anne DeHart, and I think she probably has posted it or is going to. So, Daisy, are you in Cleveland? I grew up in Cleveland. Know it very well. It's cloudy there, too. Yeah, it is here, so we can't see the New Jerusalem tonight, but maybe tomorrow. Cloudy on the East Coast. All right, so I think I'm going to do a little different arrangement tonight. People have been saying they really want us to go right to the healing session instead of dealing with people signing up or asking questions or whatever. So I think that's what we'll do. We'll do the healing session first. Of course, we took time out to do this, to make these announcements. I don't think anyone will object. But that's straight from Saint Germain, and he promised me he would not give any more dates unless they were certain. So he didn't give a date, but what he did say is that they're exchanging money at the higher rate in Iraq, and oh yes, the higher rate is around 27. So as predicted, it's going to be great. So let's just continue to celebrate that while we start our healing session. So I'm just going to begin by asking people to gather and get ready to go into the healing arena. And those of you who want to lead a group can just tell me real quickly on the chat room if you want to. You know, and maybe Janet, you can help me keep track of that. If you want to lead a group, just say so now, and I'll put your name next to it. But otherwise, we're going to go directly in to get started. Yes, there are a lot of bees again and more whales and dolphins. Exactly, it's happening. There were some wonderful videos of dolphins, thousands of dolphins, greeting a ship. Everything is changing. Everything. Okay, Janet's going to take the animals. All right. So, people write to me and say, how come nothing has changed? Well, it has. Okay, Alice is going to take the psychological healing. And, cognitively impaired people for Teresa. All right, we haven't had that group before. Absolutely, they're going to celebrate too. All right, let's begin. And then if I see any of you coming up with something you want to do, I'll just put you in. So let's start with the ones that have already requested. Mike. Okay, heart. How about heart and stroke people? All right, while we're doing that, let's all gather and create our pillar of light surrounding us. And we're producing this pillar of light, enclosing all of us, and we're going right to the corridor, that we have created, this group has created this corridor that connects us to the Arcturian Mothership. And it is there now for everyone. It's available for all of us to use. So you can go at other times as well. But tonight we're all going to go as a group. So picture yourself in the pillar of light that fills the corridor. And the corridor leads directly to the mothership up there above the North Pole, and they're all there waiting for us. And every week it's special new guests and wonderful people in adding to our healing team. That's really exciting. And Hilarion is reminding me, he's here. That's great. Okay, so here we go. We're all going to feel the love in your heart, feel the energy pouring down on you from Prime Creator, and it will just lift us. And we'll just flow gently up through the corridor. And when we do that, we are leaving the third dimension and going to the fifth. Vision for Tallmark, autoimmune diseases for Daisy. Gotcha. Thanks. And here we go, just floating up together. You can hold hands. Isn't it fun to be together? And here we go, up to the ship, this magnificent ship that the Arcturians brought just to help us with our healing. And they will slide open the panel, and we just float up into the ship, and they slide it closed, and here we are in the entryway. We can all gather ourselves. Everybody can greet each other and give hugs, and we're all here. All the healers and all the people who want to be healed go together. And everybody's raising their vibration. So it's a wonderful way to begin. Everyone who needs healing is here with all the healers, and everyone is exchanging high vibration energy. Okay, now they're opening the big archway doors, and we're going to go right, we're going to go by groups into the healing arena. And you can see it's bright and welcoming. And there's a large circle of healing beds awaiting us. Okay, Gail is going to lead the cancer group. Gail, I'd like to for you include my brother Tom. He needs a healing. So he's going to come with you in the cancer group. Okay, and Alyssa is going to take infectious diseases. So let's start. We usually do it around the clock. So the first group will go to the 12 o'clock area. Let's send Mike with the heart and stroke people. And he's going to go right up. Raise your hand, Mike, and take your group and go right up around the 12 o'clock area. Greg says, I'd like to include that guy who hugged the Pope. And all people like him. Oh, yes. Wonderful. Yes. He's welcome here for sure. And the Pope probably could use some healing as well. So we'll include him in our prayers because he's, from where he's coming from, he's doing a great job. All right, so now we have Gail taking the cancer people. So if you take, usher everybody in with you and take a place, we're about 1 to 2 o'clock now. And then Alice Jones is going to take the psychological healing issues group. So we're down to 3 or 4 o'clock. And people are just filling in. Teresa, cognitively impaired people, any form of difficulties. Some people who have had a stroke, or some people who were born with difficulties. All come on in now. Daisy is going to take the autoimmune people. Anything like MS or those kinds of difficulties, you file in now. We're down, coming down around the 6, 7 o'clock. We have the vision group with Tall Mark. That should be easy to spot. All right, and Alyssa. I just had a group for you. Let's see. Oh, yes, the orthopedic group. Anybody with hip, back, other problems, go with Alyssa. Okay? These people in the chat room are so funny. Orthopedics, bone pain, yes. Janet, please quiet the critters. Lots of oinking, mooing, snorting, honking, clucking, quacking, gobbling, whooping. And purring, of course. Meowing. The animals can all feel the energy. There was another story today about a guy who woke up in the morning and there was a fox in his bed, snuggling up next to him. The fox had come in through the pet door and came right up and got in bed with him. So the animals are changing. Father God told us this, that the animals would be feeling the energy, and they are. So bring them all in. Okay, Janet's taking them. All right, Alyssa, the infectious disease people, that includes things like HIV, hepatitis C, Lyme disease, any kind of chronic or, any kind of infectious, MRSA, all those kind of things, strep. We need to heal that stuff, the things that people catch in the hospitals. All right. Anyone who it hasn't been included yet, don't worry about it. We're all going in. Let's do a group for digestive problems and a breathing group. I can't read all the good jokes here. I will never get to the healing. Yes, thank you. I have to say what this was. This means the snakes will be back. I had some snakes in my house smiling at me. And apparently you were listening. All right, here we go. If there are any groups I haven't mentioned, arthritis, pain of any kinds of problems, intestinal or digestive problems. Now, all of you, come in now. And if you have more than one thing, it doesn't matter. The Arcturians are going to do your scan, and they will see everything that needs to be helped. And they'll work on whatever ails you, even things you didn't know about. So thanks, folks. And then now let's have all the healers come in, and many of you have let in a group, and you're making a circle around the outside. And the healers, now there are hundreds of you on these calls, and what energy we're able to generate. Let's send the hair loss people in too. I've heard a lot about hair loss recently, and I've noticed my own coming out by the handful. I think it has something to do with the higher vibrations, but if you, laminine works, yep. And I have been asked so many times about how can I get laminine. I will put a link on my website to where you can get laminine on whoneedslight.org. Ann is going to fix that up for me. So you'll be able to go to whoneedslight.org and order your laminine. So everybody's in there by now, all the way around to the 12 o'clock area. Oh, and by the way, hair loss, wash your hair and rinse it in vinegar. And do it often, and I bet it'll help. So here we are. I'm going to describe what's going on in this huge healing arena. We have, you know, the group of ascended masters in the center is growing. We have archangels. We have masters. We have Mother, Father, God. We have Sananda. And they're all going to do special things to help us. And the healers are around the outside. Those in our group are all around the outside. And this is similar to what we did in Houston. The healers around the outside are the ones we call the angels. And they were generating such powerful energy that, you know, like Janet said, people were in tears by the time they came up to see me to have just a couple of minutes of healing with them. And it was so powerful. And the whole time, the angels were generating this powerful energy and keeping it high. So that was so effective. I saw it in person. I saw it work, and that's why it's working in this group, because the healers are generating so much energy and sending it in to the people who are being healed that they can't help but feel different when they leave. So I'm going to describe all the things that are going on here. For people who are new, there's a lot going on in this arena. Everyone's taken their place, and they're all getting their scan from the Arcturians. They have these wonderful scanning. It's like the scanning bed of your computer, your scanner. The light goes back and forth, and they literally take a picture of your body or a scan of your body. But there's no radiation, there's no after effect, no side effects. And then this wonderful device that does the scanning also reads your body's cell signature, the signature of the healthy cells, and it allows them to calibrate, I want to say their weapons, their healing rods that have special combinations of crystals and powerful stones, crystalline stones in them that are part of their healing technique. So people who are being healed are getting everything at once. Each person has a team, of Arcturians who are working together, and they consider themselves to be one. They're a very highly evolved civilization. They don't have any illness, but they're here to heal us. This is how generous our star brothers and sisters are. They've already ascended. They've already worked out these things. And they're here by the thousands and millions to help us. They want, because they have the experience. They know how to do it. But they're also here because this is the first time that it has been done in quite the same way we're doing it, where the planet and all the inhabitants ascend together. This is not the way most of them have done it. Most of them leave their planet, and the planet goes through the ascension process and the healing process, and then they come back. Here, we're doing it all together, the planet and all the people. So the more of us that come to these calls and begin these practice sessions, the easier it's going to be for us to ascend. Once you've done this work and come to these calls and raised your vibration, and then you take it out in the world and practice it, you're not going to have any problem ascending when the time comes. Okay, here's someone saying, it's Janet. If you register with Blog Talk, we'll be able to see your names instead of numbers. Ah, that's what that's for. People have asked me if you have to register. Well, you don't have to, but if you want to have a name instead of guest number 5032, you register. And then we can see who you are. That's great. Thank you, Janet. All right. But now let's turn away from the chat room and concentrate. We're going to concentrate on what's going on in the healing arena. And all of you who are healers are going to really focus your energies. And those of you who are being healed are going to follow a procedure that I started to describe yesterday or Tuesday. And I want to continue with that. I think in every session I'm going to give you another piece of this, how to heal your body. The important thing that we're learning here is that we are in command. We are in command of our health. We're in command of our actions. We're in command of our emotions. So in the process of doing this, everyone is learning to have a much more sophisticated, much more intricate connection to your bodies. And that's what's crucial. If you're going to ascend, you better know where all your cells are, because you understand that with ascension, we also learn to teleport. So one of the requirements when you teleport is you have to keep track of your body. You have to know where it is. You have to know where every cell is. You can't walk through a wall and come out the other side whole if you're not completely aware of your entire body and every cell and where it is. So we're trying to reach that level of connection now. And that's what these healing calls are about. And it's why the healing is so effective and so powerful. And we're getting feedback from so many people about the things that they've healed, including vision and long-standing difficulties, back problems, and so on. All of these things are... It's possible. It's possible to heal. And it's also possible to heal things like infectious diseases and cancer in some ways, those are the easiest things, because once you raise your vibration to a really high level, those infectious and invasive things cannot survive. They're not your normal cells. They're invading cells. They don't match your healthy signature cells. And your body, when you raise your vibration, your body gets better and better at identifying the ones that don't belong there. And then your body will just go after it. But you have to know how to do that. And you have to know how to encourage your body to help it be more effective, to help it go after exactly what needs to be done. So that's the technique I'm going to include in each of these calls. First, I'll describe what's happening so that you're aware. Sananda is going around the group. He will stop at every single person, put his hands beside on the sides of your head, and send you a blast of healing energy that just feels like heaven. And all you need to do is absorb it. And then let it just flow right through your body and out your feet. It's healing, it's cleansing, and it will lift your vibration to the point where you feel like you're going to levitate right out of your healing bed. So that's one of the things that's happening. The Arcturians are doing the scan and calibrating their healing rods and identifying everything that needs to be worked on. When they've done the scanning with everybody, now they're working on people. They're using the healing wands, depending on what needs to be worked on. They calibrate their wand to the exact vibration of the thing that needs to be eliminated. Every disease has a vibration, and they calibrate their wand to the vibration of the disease that they're going to go after. Now, this is how our bodies work as well. So this is why it's so effective, because they've developed these techniques that are exactly in alignment with what our bodies want and are familiar with. So it's not invasive. It doesn't leave any side effects, because it's exactly what your body would be doing, only a little bit more. So here we go. I'm going to describe. Oh, nope. I've got to tell you who's in the center today. In the center of the circle, for the new people, the center of the circle is filled with our masters who are focusing and aiming the energies at the person in front of them. And you can call on anyone you want, any special archangel you feel connected with, you can ask for their help. And all the others are here. You can choose any of them you want and ask them to come help you. There's Mother, Father, God. And they're wonderful at bringing down the energy from Prime Creator, cycling it through them and out to aim it at the people who are being healed. And the healers are doing the same. They're standing around the outside. They're taking in the energy, the golden white light that's shining down on them. They're bringing it through their bodies, cycling it all through their body and then out through their hearts, and they can aim it right at the person in front of them. And if there is a tumor that needs to be healed, they can see the scan that the Arcturians have done, and they can see what the Arcturians are working on, and they will cooperate with the healers. They'll tell you where to aim your energy. And then the healers are aiming their energy right at the place that needs to be healed. And this is a powerful experience. You'll feel the waves. It's like electrical waves, just like water washing over you. It feels warm. It feels energizing. And you'll just feel everything vibrating. And you know how, when if you have a dentist who has those gadgets, those machines where they put things into the machine and it vibrates and that cleans it, it kills germs. This is what is going on here. The vibration helps to recalibrate, to help your immune system. It helps to charge up your immune system. It helps to go after the very cells that you don't want in your body, and they will just shrivel up and die. And then your body will flush them away. So here's the most powerful way you can heal yourself that I know of. And if you continue to do this, you will take this healing, the effect of this healing tonight. You'll take it home with you. You will continue it all week long. And if you have some difficult condition that you need to heal, if you keep doing it, you will be healed. All right, here's how you do it. Our bone marrow is in the center of our bones. The bone marrow is our immune system, or a part of it, a very important part of it. In the marrow of our bones, we produce the cells that are used to repair when there's been an injury. We did that on Tuesday, the visualization of repairing things that have been damaged, like nerves in the brain that have been damaged by a stroke. Today we're going to focus on sending the white blood cells to go after the invading cells, like cancer, HIV, Lyme disease, any kind of infectious diseases or any kind of overgrowth in your body. Now, autoimmune problems are those in which the cells that we're going to be sending out now have gotten confused and went after the healthy cells. So this is where you want to first do what we were talking about earlier that the Arcturians do. They boost your immune system so that your cells get smarter, healthier, stronger. The healthy ones. And now we're going to focus. Those of you who have autoimmune diseases, you want to focus on sending red blood cells and healing to your entire body. Those who have something like cancer or infectious diseases, you want to send white blood cells, and you will see an army. Watch your bones produce the little cells that are going to go into your bloodstream like a constant stream. And picture them in their white coats, a constant stream in your bloodstream, and then you intentionally focus and send them where you want them to go. If you have an ulcer, you send them to that very place in your stomach that needs to be healed. It will get rid of the infection or the inflammation, and then you send the stem cells that will heal over the problem areas. Now, for cancer, you want to send a whole stream of these little white coats right to the place where the cancer is. My brother Tom, send those white cells right to your lungs. Watch them. They will march right through out through your bloodstream. They will go right to where the growth is, and they will surround it. So each of these little cells get together with their neighbors and will completely surround the cancer cells and wall them off, and then they will just suffocate. They can't get nourishment. So the little white coats can go to every place in your body that has any kind of growth, overgrowth, which is what cancer is, and will surround it, seal it off so it can't continue to grow, and will just, it will just die off. And you can send, you can do this all day long. You keep sending this healing cells, the white blood cells from your bones. And you can send them to your places all over your whole body just in case. But especially start with the areas that you know are a problem, the larger ones. So you get rid of the tumors first, and then you send them all through your body to get every little last stray cell. Now, I know this works because I not only healed the damage in my brain, but I also got rid of Lyme disease. And a lot of people know how hard Lyme disease is to get rid of. I just knocked it right out. So if you insist, and if you're rigorous about doing this, your body will follow your directions. And this is why we hear about so-called magic healing. People who are cured from HIV, people who are cured of cancer suddenly. This is how. It's also how, you know, a lot of people have seen that video of the team in Beijing that, I think it's, yeah, it was Beijing, who just stand around the bed. The masters who are trained in this, they stand around the bed, they send energy, and the woman who's, they have a sonogram next to her, and you can see it. The husband is taking a video of the sonogram, and you can watch the tumor shrinking. It can be done. And then the husband said to the team, why don't you, aren't you documenting this? Why don't you document this? So they said, document it. We've been doing it for 2,000 years. We know it works. It's only, you know, us over here with the pharmaceutical machine and the institution of medicine that is so stuck on the, you know, what do they call it? Burn, slash, and whatever. Kill everything. We can do better. So I want to hear about the healings. We all want to hear about how you're getting better. So send your testimonials to Healing for Ascension. Have I got this right? HealingForAscension@gmail.com. And let us know how you're doing. All right. So the Arcturians are doing the scanning, and each person gets a little different kind of scan healing with the wands, depending on what the problem is. Sananda's working his way around to about between 6 and 7 o'clock. The masters in the center are focusing the energy, and it is so powerful. It's like in the center of our pillar of light. It's like a bonfire. It's so powerful, and you can feel the ripples of energy just flowing over everyone. So everyone is feeling it. Even the healers who are here are feeling the healing energy as well. Just breathe it in. Soak it in. And those of you who are on the healing beds, just smile at your Arcturian healers who are so happy to be helping you. They are like, I was thinking about how it looks on Tuesday. It's like when you see a group of birds, a whole group of birds who move together, all together, and then they turn and they move another direction. They're so in touch with one another, they can communicate constantly. This is how they are. They move like in just this fluid way. They don't have to talk to one another. They communicate telepathically, of course. And so it's quiet here in the arena. It's just so bright and peaceful that all you feel is just the wonderful healing energy and the warmth. The light shining down on you like you're just taking a wonderful sun bath. And it's nice to have a whole team working on you, isn't it? Feeling the energy of each of the people that are helping. So let it in. This is the important part. It's the responsibility of the person who comes here to be healed, to absorb it, to take it in and use it. It will add to your energy. The way you're sending the white blood cells, the more they beam this energy on you, the more you have to use. So you won't get tired. And your immune system won't get tired. It's getting a huge boost. So if you had trouble healing from things before, that's going to change because you're getting this huge boost of energy to help you. But you have to direct it. So this is the part that we're learning. Each person who wants to be healed is going to have to really unlearn that attitude we were taught. Just go to your doctor and turn your body over to the doctor and let them heal it. Well, of course, that doesn't work. They might help a bit, but the people who get well are the ones who are healing themselves. It made the doctors look good. Because people are inclined to try to heal themselves. So some of the techniques they use, of course, helped a bit. But the side effects were often so bad that you might heal from one disease and end up with another one. So we're not going to have that happen here. You can heal everything while you're here. Those who have, let's deal a little bit with those who have psychological issues. For instance, long-standing depression. When you feel this light and love streaming down on you, it raises your vibration and it lifts you right out of depression. There can be no depression with a higher vibration. So some of you will say, well, how can I raise my vibration when I'm so depressed? Well, of course you can't. You have to be willing to shift gears. You have to be willing to say, okay, I'm ready to leave this behind. I'm going to try something different. And you will see that depression is caused by thinking about how bad you feel. The more you think about it, the worse you feel. The more you think you're depressed, the more depressed you become. So I like to call things by their least attractive name. The least appealing description, it really helps you leave it behind. So if you have been depressed a lot in your life, just say to yourself, okay, that was that period when I was just thinking all about me. And if you think all about you, you're going to feel sick, you're going to feel depressed, and all the things that are a problem get worse. So shift it around. I'm going to think about how to be of service to others. I'm going to get up out of this bed, and I'm going to try to help somebody else. And when you do that, the depression disappears. It evaporates because it's replaced by light. Depression is darkness. It's feeding darkness. The more you think about it, the more you feed the darkness. The more you turn your attention outward, look out to the world to see what you can do to be of service, the more you feel useful, you feel happy that you can do something for someone else, no matter how small it might be. If you think about someone else and what you can do to make them feel better or to help them be happy, I guarantee you the depression will disappear. And it will disappear without any medication. We've all been convinced, you know, if you have a feeling you don't like, you should take medication. Well, that is just crazy. We have feelings for a reason. And we need to learn to respect our feelings. They're precious. Our feelings are what guide us. Our feelings are what allow us to feel love. And if you suppress your feelings, you're just going to be either miserable or you'll feel like a zombie. And that's what the medication does. It makes it harder to come out of it, really. So we're going to see all kinds of people getting off their psychiatric drugs because they don't need it. The more you raise your vibration, the more you do something to be of service to others, the more you will feel on top of the world. And that's the opposite of depression. It works. Now, the same with anxiety. Anxiety is really just thinking about fear. Listen to yourself. If you're someone who feels anxiety a lot, or you say, oh, yes, I'm a worrier, you are concentrating all the time on the negative, on the dark things. And that's why you're anxious. We've been raised to be fearful. We've been raised to think that being anxious is really a good thing. It motivates you. It shows people you care. Nonsense. You can care without being anxious. You can motivate yourself much better when you're happy. So we're looking to be in the zone. So breathe. Pull yourself into the center of your brain, where you stand in the light. And the light of spirit is shining down on you. It shines right down through your crown chakra, down through you into the earth. Fill up your heart. Let your heart just fill up with a feeling of love and light until it's spilling over. You will feel tickled all over. And when you do that, there is nothing that could get you down. Even disasters happen. Well, you just do what you can. Anda Hart, our dear Anda Hart, said something yesterday to me. She said, for every problem in the world, there is a perfect solution. Isn't that wonderful? For every difficulty in the world, there is a perfect solution. All right. For every illness in the world, there is a perfect solution, and that is perfect health. So all of you are raising your vibration. You're going to have a big smile on your face. You're going to feel love toward everyone around you because it feels so good. And it makes everybody else feel so good. Then you start generating this vortex around you, and then everybody else starts getting involved in that vortex, and all of a sudden, everything starts to work better. And everybody starts to feel better. So that's what we're doing here. Now, the Arcturians are making this a gentle gesture that says, we finished with the healing treatments, and now they're going to bring the blue and silver light. And in the center, we have all the masters. I didn't name them this time. I should do that. Of course, we know Hilarion's there. He's a healer. All angels are healers, all masters are healers, but some have a specific interest in healing the kinds of things that we're doing, and Hilarion's one of them. Archangel Raphael is one, so is Michael. Saint Germain has said, you know, I'd like to give up money and do healing. So he's going to get to do that, and he's here too. And of course, Sananda is working his way around. He's up by 11 o'clock now. And people are just glowing. And when you glow, there is no disease that can live in your body. Guaranteed. Some things might take a little longer. You know, the structural difficulties that need to repair. And for things like rebuilding limbs, we're going to have to wait till we get to the healing rooms for that. But even then, limbs will be replaced. Everyone's going to be strong, healthy, and beautiful again. But for now, we want to be strong and healthy and beautiful right now, especially those who are seriously ill. We want you to hang on. We want you to heal so you can come with us to ascend when the time comes. So you're not only healing, you're learning how to ascend. And here we are in the fifth dimension practicing. So when Gabriella holds up her trumpet and sounds the clarion call, we're all going to be there. We're going to be the front line, and we are going to fly. And you know, I've heard recently that it's much easier than we thought, because you can leave from your meditation chair at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can be back after a couple of weeks of training and the healing chambers and being restored and coming back just the way you want. You could be back at 2 o'clock the same day, because in the higher dimensions, there is no time. So you can go and come back, and nobody will even know you were gone. Won't that be cool? And then your friends will, your family will walk into the room and say, "My goodness, what happened to you? You look fabulous." So we've been told, try not to change too much so that people can still recognize you. You can go back and change some more if you want. That's what we're preparing for. And then most of us, I think most of us in this group, are probably among the ones who are going to come back and help. Because that's what we love to do. So we're all going to come back, and we're going to do healings with everybody else. We're going to show them how it's done. I'm getting a big yes. Feel the tingling? That's yes. Affirmations. So now, as you feel the Arcturians' blue and silver light pouring down on you, say to yourself, I am light. I am love. I demand the experience of perfect health. I demand of myself, and I demand of my higher self the experience of perfect health. I want to finish this life with a bang, and I want it to be fun. So I'm going to be strong, and I'm going to be healthy, and I'm going to laugh. And I'm going to teach. And everybody's going to want to know what I've learned, because I'm so enthusiastic and happy about it. And I feel so good. So I am love. I am light. I am God. Now, when you say it that way, God approves. They want us to acknowledge our connection to them, our complete connection that makes us one. So we're one with God, we're one with each other. We are one big oneness. Isn't that reassuring? You can never be alone. Never again will you ever have to feel alone. It would be worth it just to feel that, wouldn't it? Okay, big breath. Soak it up. Absorb it. Acknowledge you are in command of yourself. This is your body. This is your life. This is your destiny. To use your free will to declare yourself healed. Now they're finishing with the blue and silver light. It's just pouring down over everybody and flowing down. And all the old residue, all the toxins, all the dead cells are just being washed away and taken back to all that is to be recycled. And now everyone is feeling all warm and comfortable, and now you can sit up on your healing bed, stretch, feel how much stronger and brighter you feel, light, feel the vibration. And keep that high vibration with you. Now we have the whole long weekend till our next healing call on Tuesday. So keep it going. You only have to say, I am light, I am love. And you will remind yourself, you'll remind your heart to pump out that high energy, healing vibration, and you will feel good all day long. And make sure you do it before you go to sleep at night, too. So you will sleep like a baby and wake up healed. Now, another thing you can do, I'm being reminded, when I use these healing procedures, I called on the person who was helping me. He called himself Dr. Blancazul. And after I healed from the brain damage that I felt from the what felt like a stroke, after I finished, I felt all better the next day. I said, okay, now, you really helped me, and your energy feels kind of familiar. Are you really Father God? And he said, yes. But if you want to call on Dr. Blancazul to help you with your healing, by all means do. He likes to answer to that name, too. And he will come and he'll bring the healing team with you. Greg just said, oh, you mean Dr. Sue? Right. Yes. Sometimes Father God likes to. Well, it's not exactly playing with us. It's sort of, you know, they like to have an interesting time, too. They like to change their hats. Sometimes, just like we like to have new clothes, they like to kind of play with one identity or another, whatever seems most effective, whatever seems most attractive to people. And I can tell you, having Dr. Blancazul was a real plus for me. I thought it was great. And now anytime I have a problem, I call Dr. Blancazul. And we laugh. And he comes to help. So, now everybody, let's gather again. Come on, let's all come greet each other. Anyone who came in with a walker or a wheelchair, you're going to be wheeling it out yourself. Breathe. Take command. Feel the healing energy just pulsing through you, and you keep it. Keep reminding yourself, I am in command. I am love. I am light. I am God. God is with me. Now, let's all gather. Let's have the animals come back with us. Yay, team. Yes. And now all the healers come. Everybody's hugging and smiling and tails are wagging and kitten cats are purring. Let's all gather together. I Am One is reminding us the animals are thirsty. Now, we should all be drinking plenty of water now, because after you've had one of these treatments, your body needs to flush away all the old stuff. Teresa says she's feeling renewed. Great. So drink plenty of water so that we'll flush away all the old stuff we just had, you know, just disintegrated. Ah, hugs and kisses, yes. Thank you, Janet. Unconditional love. All right, now let's all gather together in the entryway. We're all going to get ready to go back home, but we're going back different than we came. All right. So before we go, let's turn and send love and kisses and thanks and gratitude to the wonderful team, the masters, the Arcturians, all the ones who came to help us today. Thank you so much. This is quite an adventure. And they will be here for us next Tuesday as well. They know our schedule and they always show up. They even come early. So they will be here next Tuesday, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. Now, let's all go together. We're going to gather in our group. They're going to open the panel, and we're just going to float down through the corridor, down, back to Earth, back to our places. And soon you land there in your house, in your chair, wherever you came from, feeling great. And on the chat room, they're all sending hearts and kisses. Yes, thank you all for coming. Thank you for being such a wonderful help. Such a wonderful time together. Our wonderful healers, the healing team, beloved Arcturians, masters, angels, and archangels, Lord Sananda, and us too. Yes, thank you, thank you, and thank you all. I love doing this too. It makes my heart fill with love and gratitude. Oh, thank you, Kathy, for reminding me. Now we need to gather our energies and send it up the healing channel to the grid. And we're going to heal the whole world. Last time we did this, the first time we did it, they showed me it was like a blast of lightning, so let's do it again. Everybody in the pillar of light, concentrate your energy and feel the waves, the vortex of energy we create. And we're going to send the intention to heal and send peace, harmony, and love to the entire planet. To heal and calm and soothe and uplift every single person on the planet. There it goes. It's like when they turn on the fountain. The fountain just went right up and then spreads all around the entire globe. I can see it. It's blue and white, like electricity. Sparks just go all the way around the grid. And then everyone is going to feel that. They're not going to know what hit them, but they're all going to feel it. Now, breathe it in for yourself. Take it with you. Yummy. Your hair is standing up and you got goosebumps. Yeah, it does feel like that. Healing the whole world. We can do it. Who would have thought? But this much energy, this many people concentrating, focusing their intention together can create miracles. And so that's what we're going to do. We're creating miracles. Now let's go back. Before we close, we have a couple of minutes, and maybe there are a few people who would like to make their comment or ask their question. If you still want to, you can raise your hand by pressing 1. If you would like to just listen for the rest of the time, well, here's Brother Tom. Hi, Tom. I'm going to open your line. I don't know if you know that you're asking a question, but I'm going to open your line and see how you're doing. Are you there? Whoops, I just opened the wrong one. Oh, he disappeared. Okay, I just opened 417. Are you there? Would you like to ask your question or make your comment? 417? No sound. Okay. Here's someone else who's been on the line for a long time. Let's give you a chance. I'm going to open your line, 217-2985. Are you there? Oops. There it goes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Give us your name.
Larry, Lincoln, Illinois, and I've been waiting 28 years for tonight. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And by that I mean that's the first time I got into a prosperity program in 1985.
Well,
and I got in the farm claims in 1993, and I bought my first Dinar 9 years ago. And tonight you say it's done. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah is right. We're all celebrating.
That's all I want to say. You brought my night, and I've been healed, and I got my puppy right here with me being healed too.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Larry. All right, and here's, let's see, we tried 417, they didn't answer, but there's another one here, 202. The last numbers are 4189.
Hello.
Hi, let's hear your name and your location.
Sure, it's Lizanne, and I'm just outside Washington, D.C. in Maryland. And I would just like to tell you that my 16-year-old Persian has been sitting with me, and you should have seen the reaction physically, his body here. He has some structural problems in his hind legs, and he was rolling over to show his belly and purring and purring and purring.
Oh.
It was so beautiful.
Oh, I love
just
that.
Just amazing.
Thank you.
And now he's sitting on my lap looking right straight into my eyes and thanking me and thanking you, I'm sure, thanking all the Arcturians and the Ascended Masters for the healing that he received tonight. I am a healer, and I am there with you every healing session around the perimeter, extending energy and love to the people that are being healed there. I have one other question, please. How do I access the chat room?
Oh, gee. I don't know how to do that. Maybe Janet knows, because mine doesn't look the same. I think there's some place where you sign in. So, Janet, are you here on the call? Maybe you can give us some advice about that. Janet, are you with us? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've tried to get on the chat room before from Blog Talk, and I've had a problem. You can go there to the help box, and it explains it. And sometime I could get to, and sometime I couldn't. But try that. Go to the help area of Blog Talk and see if it's a pretty easy thing to do, actually, if you can just get to it. So try it from there.
Okay.
I will research it. I'll tell you next time you ask.
And I can't wait until you get to the East Coast for your tours, because anywhere on the East Coast, I would love to come and, you know, work with you and volunteer help to do anything on that. So,
great.
God bless
I know
you.
You've sent us emails before, I know. Yeah, we'll absolutely. You know, the East Coast is home for me. So we'll be...
Yes.
We'll definitely be doing a whole East Coast tour.
And it's where all the hot air is these days. So.
In Washington,
yes, we got to clear the air here for sure, the airwaves.
All right. So send an email in to healingforascensiontour@gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
and Janet will put you so we have the record of you for the East Coast tours.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything.
Thanks, Suzanne. Okay. I'm going to close this. Yes.
Catherine? Alicia just logged on and said that wrote in the chat room that if people log on to their account, you know, if they register at Blog Talk and log on, that they should be able to get to the chat room by scrolling down below the audio bar.
Okay, below the audio bar. So you sign in.
Mm-hmm. You first have to register on Blog Talk Radio, and then you can log in.
Register,
It says you have to get a nickname and a password, then sign on, and scroll down below the audio bar. Go below the chat box is what she just wrote.
Okay. Mhm. All right. You're a little muffled. Are you close to your phone?
Oh, a little bit. Yes. Okay. Better?
That's better. Yeah. Thanks.
I just have one more thing to say, Catherine.
Mhm.
I would like to tell people about Catherine's book, Who Needs Light, talking about animals. I have a fight with my cat if I want to read Catherine's book, because I cannot get my cat off of her book. He loves it. So I just want to tell everybody out there, if you don't have the book, buy one. It's a great babysitter for your animal.
Now, there's a recommendation I've never had before.
I know.
So, yes, you can get the book by going to whoneedslight.org. And there we have options. If you cannot afford to buy the book, you can just give us the postage, and we will send it to you. If you can afford to buy it, that makes it possible for us to buy another book to give to someone else. So we feel, very grateful for anybody who pays for the full price. We're glad to, it helps us to keep the website going. It helps us to do these Blog Talk Radio programs. So we really need that coming in as well. So the book should should help us. It should also help lift us off to do our tour. And I know there was a problem for a little while because I ran out of books and needed to raise the money to buy some more. So we have a big, I am one saying, I read her book to my pugs and they liked it. I hope they like the poems too. As Greg said, it's paying it forward. If you actually pay for the book, you're helping someone else. So Mother God has said it's the manual for ascension. And I can tell you, I've been doing this work for a long time, and since I've had the book available, and when I see people individually, I can tell who's been reading the book because of the way their eyes look. And they move way faster than people who haven't read it. So you can get it on the website. You just go to the, it says, buy the book. It's just a little, it's a button. It's easy to do. And we will send it to you. So we have a couple more people on the line. Should we see if we can, let's see if we can pick up one more. I'll open 509-1445. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Karen from Washington. And I just wondered, are you going to, is Hilarion going to talk tonight?
Oh,
are you going to channel him?
I haven't talked to Hilarion yet about that, but I certainly will. I certainly will ask him if he would like to come through.
Okay, thanks.
Actually, I did speak to him a bit the other day, in fact, when he wanted to talk with Janet. So I'll ask him. We don't have enough time tonight, I don't believe, but I will talk to him about that. And I'm sure he'd be willing. So that would be an interesting thing for the next group. I'll ask him if he'll come to next Tuesday and do a little channeling session.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Okay?
Thanks for asking.
Yes. Janet, did you want to add something?
I just wanted to say thank her for asking you.
Oh,
that,
right.
Of him to come through to you.
All right. So I'm going to close your line, Karen. Thanks for the question. That would be fun. Okay, next Tuesday we'll have Hilarion. We'll talk to him. All right, there are two people here that we haven't talked to. One is 417-0194. I'm going to open your line. Won't open. There you go. Are you there? 417. Nope, no answer. All right. Sometimes people go back to listening on their computer and they forget about their phone. Well, here's one more person on the line. I'm going to open the line and see if you want to talk to me. It's my brother Tom. I think he's pressing the number one, and he doesn't realize he has his hand up. Let's see. Tom, are you there?
I am your brother, Tom.
Hey!
I'm here.
Oh, I'm glad. So you
went
into...
Oh, I finally got you. I've been pushing buttons and redialing. And.
Oh, well, good. So did you feel good? Did you go to the healing session?
Yeah, I've listened to the whole thing as much as I could hear. I've got someplace I got to get an amplified system. I wonder if the computer might be a little louder.
Oh, it might. Yeah, it might be.
So what is it broadcast from on the computer?
That's the Blog Talk Radio station. I'll give you the address. We'll talk. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Next time we talk, but this should work, you know. Turn up your volume on your phone. So they're all saying, here's Daisy. Welcome, Tom, from Cleveland. Good to hear your voice. Daisy, how did you know he was in Cleveland? And Greg is saying hello. Everybody is saying, Brother Tom, hello. Welcome. I'm glad you came.
I don't know how they knew it was a brother.
I said so. So we're going to help heal your cancer. You just keep coming, and these folks are going to send you a blast of healing energy, and you're going to beat this.
I sure hope so.
All right. Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
So hello, are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
I think my battery's going dead.
Oh, okay, well, charge it up for the next time, okay? Tuesday morning, we're going to be back, 10 o'clock. All right.
Tuesday morning?
Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock. I'll give you a call before then to make sure you get on. Okay. So he's internet famous. Are you talking about my brother? Oh, now you're internet famous. Okay. All right. So I'll close your line now, and we're gonna end the call.
Good job.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I'm glad you came.
Me too. All right. Good night.
Good night. Okay. There's some information here. Use Mozilla instead of Internet Explorer. You'll have an easier time. You might not get bumped out as much. All right. People who have not gotten their books, oh, yes, email us and write book in the subject line. I had a little difficulty when we shifted over from the person who was doing it before. There seemed to be a lot of problems before. So now I have a new person who's volunteered to do the books, and she's doing a great job. And you will get your books. But there was a little gap in the middle, around the middle of October, when I think we might have missed a few of the orders. So if you haven't gotten your book, just send us another email, and I will get the book to you, I promise. Okay, so Janet, are you there?
I'm here.
I think it's time for us to say goodnight, and I'm going to put the music on, and we will say so long to everyone until Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock, on the same station. For another healing call.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Flavio from Switzerland.
Yes, good night, everybody.
Love you all, family.
Sending love and light. Yes, see you next Tuesday. And thank you, all of you who come volunteer every time. Bye-bye.
That's great. You're